We've been developing a set of web applications, which whose idea is that they should look like desktop applications and function in the same manner. All the backend is Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP, and data transport is done with XML. And the front end is Flash, which some people may find it unattractive. But again, that's what's out there in the market. But as you can see, the whole concept is that that the applications have basically the same functionality as every desktop application. Just give me a second. You can open full screen. You can do several windows at the same time. And replicate many of the functions here. We are opening all our applications today. Later, they will be released under the AGPL, the Affero General Public License. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's basically the GPL with one clause added, which is usually what the GPL says is that if you don't distribute your code, you don't have to return the changes to the community. But with web-based stuff, if you serve them and if you provide a service over the web, basically you're distributing your applications. So the Affero GPL license, what it does is just add some clauses doing that, so that if you use it commercially or for any other purpose, and even if you don't distribute the code, you have to give it back to the community. So that's what the GPL does, and that's the license that we're using to release this. And let me show you some more of the applications here. Oops. What we're releasing right now is all what you can see here, which is basically file manager, email, calendar. Everything is in open formats. For example, the calendar uses iCal, and the contacts directory is based on LDAP, so and vCards and all that. So the whole idea is that you are able to switch providers if that's what you need, for example. We believe that the monopolies that could be created with web-based applications, which seems to be the thing that's coming. If you look at Google's strategy, for example, looks like they're going to be heavily based. They are relying heavily on web-based applications. So what happens there is that you, as it is today with Windows, for example, your operating system is owned by somebody else. But as it would be in the future, even your data would be owned by somebody else. So we believe that in order to break this, web-based applications that provide the same functionality as desktop programs to users are needed in an open scheme to break this. So that's basically what I have to say. And Carlos can talk about some of the technical details.
Hey, well, I'm going to talk about how we use Linux, to build this website. As you can see, we basically have all you can find on the internet, but just plug into the same page. We are using Postfix to email. We are using a storage based on GVS. And for example, the address book authentication, all is based on LDAP. We are handling about 100,000 users. All those users are stored in LDAP. We use NCCD because of the authentication must be as fast as possible. We build our own schemas for LDAP, for example, to handle all preferences. Our address book is based on LDAP as well. The calendar, as Oscar told, it's based on open standards, open protocols. So we use iCal, for example. We use bcars for export and import data. So everything you have, for example, in webcals can be added to our calendar. We have a news aggregator, a messaging. We have we use Jabber. You can add as many Gmail accounts as well. And well, we have many uses to this application thanks to Linux. We are giving this software not only as a web services, but also as a LSTP desktop, the Linux Terminal Server project. We are working with government. We've managed to build unattended Linux installations based on Debian. We give the user a CD, a single CD, and we package all those services, LAMP, Jabber. We use LAMP for MP3 decoding. We give the user a CD. The user just press enter, and the unattended installation installs. You get a full server installed. Once you restart, you just configure networking and some default settings, and you start using Zapdesk. We added the LSTP project to launch about 15 machines without any hard drive, just they put from the network. And we have this for about 20 schools in Mexico. So at the end, it's cheap enough.
And the whole idea here is that according to the Open Source Development Labs, or it's a new incarnation, I can't remember the name now, but 70% of all desktops require very basic applications only. So what we're trying to do is to put all these applications on the web with the same functionality as desktop applications so that this idea of web devices can really take off. And it has worked for us. For example, there's a company in Mexico that has 12,000 desktops. It's a mining company, and they started migrating to Linux recently. And they are using some of these applications here because they, for example, had a survey amongst their users for switching them to webmail. They were using some Windows and Outlook, and many of them didn't want any webmail. So they showed them this, and it was an acceptable compromise for many to have some web email that replicated some of the functionalities of a desktop email. As it is right now, we're open. We call it in beta, but web software is always in beta, and we're open it to the world to create. We aim to create a community around this, and we aim to create a community that brings together both open source developers, free and open source developers, and creative professionals. That's something which that's the culture of our company. That's how we work. Carmen here is a designer, and she's the one who has created all this look and everything. So we aim to bring more people into the free and open source community, people who usually wouldn't even think about participating in a free and open source community, like creative professionals. That's something which we have, we participated in an event with our web designers and all that recently and told them that we were opening, and it was the enthusiasm that we could see was enormous. And we already have 150,000 users. We have two commercial services. That's how we plan to survive as a company, not selling code, not selling software, but selling a service based on that. And we know that there will be competition. We hope that this competition is based on the same software, and we want this to grow and be something else. So that's basically, we really don't want to steal more of your time. So if you have any questions.
Yeah, I have a bunch.
But, all right, shoot.
Gosh, yep. Where do I start here? Gosh, so you basically and first said off that you know there's a trend that services owning our data. So I thought you were coming up with a solution that people can have their own data. Is that how I understand it? Like you give free software so that people can run their own desk on their own computer, sort of thing.
That's the whole thing. The whole issue is to promote services based on open standards. Services based like this. What we want to do is to allow people to, at the push of a button, get all their home and all their data here. And if
but where's the data stored on your servers?
On our servers. But the whole idea would be that if this architecture is replicated, yeah. if there are many providers using this same thing, you will be able to transfer your home somewhere else if that's what you wanted to do.
So the plan is to for you to hold the data for these services, but hold it in formats which are easily interoperable with other people providing competing services.
Exactly, exactly. And allow people to move their data wherever they want to. I mean, this is something which you're probably not going to be able to do with other products.
When I first saw this, I thought this might be you're doing some sort of, you're latching onto a GNOME desktop, but I guess these are not GNOME applications. You basically, or are they? I didn't quite get that. This isn't GNOME, is it? It's something else. I mean, this is not a GNOME. No, okay. So you basically had to re-implement every single application into the Flash thing.
But some of it's standard applications like Jabber.
Pardon? I don't get that.
Some of them are standard applications like Jabber.
Yeah, but I mean, re-implementing the whole freaking desktop stack is a lot of work, and huh? No, it's not GNOME. It's something.
It's web based. Look, it's a browser there.
Yeah, but
it's a URL.
A web application isn't a Flash application. Mm-hmm. That's I think quite fundamental to me. You must have to rewrite everything.
Well, but the whole issue is 70% of desktops use very very basic stuff. 70% of all desktops are just email, calendars, contacts, and the basic Office suite. What we're doing right now is providing OpenOffice through VNC so that people can do light editing of documents and stuff like that. So that's basically our concept, create a very basic scheme for applications that replicate the functionality, the look and feel. It's a web application.
But it's not a web application, it's a Flash application. I can see this working with a web application.
I can see this working. I mean, I like the idea of having open standards and a server backend. I mean, that's important. That's really important. That's why I don't think Google could actually succeed in the long run, because they need to open up the server backends, as in, I own the data. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's a good idea, but I don't think this Flash application is a good idea, really. You should be doing web applications, not Flash applications.
Well, the thing is that the only way you can create all this look and feel, all the functionality of the desktop today is basically with Flash. We do it out of a pragmatic approach. Yes, you can definitely install the plugin in Linux if that's what you want.
One of the things that they make very clear on their website for this product is that they would like an open equivalent of Flash to migrate to.
And that's the thing, Nash is out there, but it's still in alpha, and it has been in alpha for basically forever. So something has to happen there. I mean, what you have is the neutrality of the backend and the transport, which is XML. Basically, what you do with the interface, what we're doing now is using what's available out there, which is Flash. If someone would come with something else, then I guess it would everything would work. But
I work on the WALT work group, Web Hypertext Application Technology work group. I work for the W3C. And basically using an API, which isn't really part of the web. So I really got to make that clear to you. Flash isn't the web. And one other thing, I got carried away there.
I don't think that there's no possibility of joining your two point of view. It's too complicated.
Google has quite a big market share. It's doing pretty well. Google are using web applications. Don't you see that Google is a success?
Absolutely. Google is a success.
It's a strategy that works.
It definitely works. What we want to do is to have people to give people the possibility of installing this in their own servers, in their schools, or anything else, and also provide their own services like this. It's like look at the state of open source web apps like Squirrel, for example, Squirrel Mail. It's definitely back there in 1999. That's where it remained. Nothing else, nothing has improved, nothing has evolved in the open source with regard to web applications. This debate whether Flash is web or not, I believe, you know, as long as it's, if it's HTTP, if it uses port 80, it's web.
Okay, I will just ask my question and I give back the mic to further discussion. Okay, I just want to know if you, in fact, I've got a small problem. I just want to know if you have a solution to provide people with a sort of key in order to encrypt the data which you can place on the hard drive. In order that this information keep are confidential only to these people. Here, in other words, when you come to, for example, a remote desktop, okay, you just plug in your let's say USB key with your cryptographic secret, and it will be able to decode the content of the hard drive, but you need this key, only this key to decrypt the content of the hard drive, so that even if you've got the data on your server, only the people who own the data really can only read it. It's a concern about privacy, in fact.
Yes. I believe that those are the things that an open project would do. It would create all these derivatives based on people's own preference. I mean, if you have this in your servers, do you want to do this? Do you want to have encryption? Then that's something which we would certainly encourage you to do, to create around this, you know, an encryption module. All this stuff, for example, as it is today, we have Jabber with the MSN transport implemented. That's the, what our users have requested. But the transports for Yahoo and for other messengers are out there. So we, the way we visualize it is that eventually it will include all this stuff and more. It basically depends on what you want to do. I mean, it's a small download. You just put it in your servers and run it, and you know, start doing whatever.
Okay, great. Thanks. Anyone want to ask a question?
Any more questions?
Any more?
Okay. Well, I mean, most people, that's what they want. Most people want Windows. Most people want this functionality of a multi-window environment.
Just to give my own point of view, I think that's ideologic things, and I'm not sure. Maybe the best solution is to push Adobe to open his own source code, but...
I'll just point something. We have structure our development based on three layers. So we have backend, we have a control layer, and we have, well, what you see as Flash. So our control layer just splits XML. So you can use XML translator, and you can turn all these data and applications into a HTML page. So there is no problem. You just have to design your own frames or divs or whatever you use to deploy XML applications. And all the functionality and all the data will be the same. So, well, we are opening everything, not just the Flash application. We are providing you our backend configuration. We are providing you with our control layer, and you will get in minutes all this XML stuff. So, well, you can do whatever you want. You can use any a Python, Perl, or whatever scripting language to process this XML. So, well, it is so independent. Now, I just forgot about backend something. Any more question?
We have a few t-shirts here if you want one with
So I get I remembered.